Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
What's up, you guys? It's Erin.
And Nicole.
Welcome.
To Dude That's Fucked Up.
A podcast.
The holiday edition. The holiday special.
Oh, you guys. What a treat we have for you.
Oh, my God. So many treats. We're eating treats. We're drinking treats.
little sparkling wine.
Mm-hmm.
Moose munch.
Yep, little moose munch, little holiday cookie action from our friend Kelly.
Oh,
so nice.
Shout out to Kelly. Thank you for these cookies. They're delicious.
Oh, so lovely. What a baker. She made royal icing. She like put different colors or sprinkles.
Oh, gorgeous.
I've eaten so many of them already. Last night I was like, I better save some of these. There's still more, but.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Happiest of holidays to you and yours. We are doing our, well, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
It's our tradition.
Yeah.
Our traditional Christmas time episode.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to that, do we have any business?
I think we legit are almost out of shirts, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we have like 2 to 3 of each size, if not one of like maybe a smaller medium.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're like, we're down to the last few t-shirts here.
So okay.
If you really have been thinking about getting one, get it.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
This is the last chance because we're entering a new year. There might be new shirts. And this is a special edition, never going to happen again.
No.
So.
Yeah. So, and honestly, like, I would get a size that's bigger if, like, you're like, oh, fuck, there's no size. Like, I don't know.
Go bigger,
maybe.
Well, yeah. Also, because it's the holidays and my pants are tight.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing sweatpants right now, so they're fine. But,
that's
like,
all that fits me right now. I just mean, like, I don't know. I always like to have a little bit more room because I have really broad shoulders.
Oh.
I have like a swimmer's back. Is what my mom always told me.
Sans le pool.
Yeah. Except I've never been a swimmer, so.
Your mom used to tell you that.
Well, yeah, because I would like fucking legit, like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like a young child. I mean, I was always very thin.
Yeah.
But like I would rip, like I'd hulk out of like certain clothes, like, you know, clothes that were made for little girls. And I'd be like, I just move the wrong way. Or I couldn't really wear jean jackets. I was like very constricted. I don't know.
Yeah, like in the back, it gets all tight. Mm-hmm. That's when you hulk out.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you have a swimmer's back. I have my dad's beer gut. So.
We all inherit things.
We all inherit something. Who had a swimmer's back in your family?
Well, my Aunt Sandy was a water polo player. Well,
you
so
didn't get it from her.
I didn't. I don't know. Maybe my grandma? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many things I wish I would inherited from my parents, and then there's things I got. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Like, my hairy legs. Definitely from my dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. My mom has, like, these dainty feet also, like, very, like, narrow, thin
like
feet.
Delicate.
Yeah, and I have some Fred Flintstone feet.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. From your dad.
From my dad.
Oh wow. I have my dad's like, I kind of have like, well, I'm like an orange on a toothpick. Two toothpicks because I have two legs. That's my dad's shape in general as well.
An orange?
Yeah. Like an orange.
Orange shape?
I'm orange shape. Not even apple. They're less
like,
round.
Yeah. I feel like at apples, like you got a little bit of like curvature somewhere in there.
If I am an apple, it's upside down, which I guess is a pear shape, but I'm not a pear shape because it doesn't go down into my butt or hips.
You like, don't have, you kind of have a flat butt.
Yeah. It's so I just have. Oh, I have like if you took a pear and then just cut the back off it.
Oh my God.
So, or an orange and cut the back off.
Uh-huh.
And that's like,
I'm becoming more and more of a rectangle with I'm filling my broad shoulders like I'm getting all in line.
Oh, nice. Yeah, everything's filling out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
my to meet the width of my shoulders. I don't know.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Finally, the year 2020 yeah. will be your year to fill out.
Oh my the God. Rectangle years. I always was like, man, I wish that I would get some curves when yeah. I, because I didn't hit puberty till like my mid 20s. So.
My hips just widened.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's because my body's like, oh shit, you're in like the childbearing years. And I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah. No, I got curves when I had a child.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like, I bore a child and it was like, oh yeah.
like the, What's his name? The Kool-Aid Man just bursting yeah. through the wall. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's some curves.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah. Well. And I wouldn't even call them curves. I'd call them bulges. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's real fun. Yeah, so we're almost out of t-shirts.
Size up.
Size up. No, I mean, they're
big. I got a size up, and I think I just shouldn't have. It's a little big.
Yeah.
It feels like the armpits are long, you know?
Yeah, it's like men's sizes, I think.
It's
so.
Like, yeah.
But I, you know, I like that.
Yeah. Although they're, like, more unisex because they're not narrow in the gut.
That's true.
So, like, men's, like, I got a men's t-shirt from Target, a Star Wars one, to wear to the movie yesterday, and it was, it fit everywhere except in my belly. It was tight.
Which really?
I was like, wait, that's but why weird. Wouldn't it? I don't know.
That's strange.
The boobs and neck were kind of tight too. Maybe it was just funky. It was only $8.
I mean.
So we don't know.
Who's to say? Well, anything fucked up for you this week?
Well, I just have, I had a Las Vegas travel nightmare, which now was almost a week ago. So it's not, it doesn't feel as awful, but we went to Las Vegas and we were coming back and our plane had a flat tire.
That's crazy.
They it's weird that it's one, thank goodness they noticed it.
Yeah. And when you would go to land, it would
tear up. Or maybe when we left, it would just rip apart, shred. Yeah. Uh-huh. But I'm glad it didn't rip apart on the people in front of us.
I know.
That landed. And so we had, all gotten on the plane. Clearly, I'm hungover. I've been in Las Vegas for two nights.
Yeah.
It was a 12:15 p.m. flight. So it was, noon. And so it was
fine. And you're supposed to get home, around 2 or so, right?
Yeah, I would have been home, at 2. Because our flight would have landed at 1:30.
Yeah.
Long Beach Airport's the shit. You just go it's through. So you're great. Done. You go home.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God. So we, all get on the plane. And then the captain's like, okay, so we have a flat tire. We're going to have to ask you to deboard or whatever.
Deplane,
unboard. I don't know what the term is. And then it'll take about an hour and then we'll be done. And we were like, okay. And then they're like, okay, great. So we'll keep you posted or whatever. And they're like, we're going to open the tunnel or whatever that thing is.
The jet bridge.
Yeah, the jet bridge. Well, you have all the terms today.
Wow.
And so he's like,
it's pretty shitty that you had already boarded the plane. That makes it just so
much more annoying.
Much worse.
And so we weren't in a hurry and we were like, whatever, an hour. That's not a big deal. Yeah. We'll go to the Chili's and get some queso and that'll be fun. I had a margarita.
Great.
But no one moves. We're all just kind of waiting because we need permission that the door's open and we can leave.
Yeah.
And so then he comes back and he's like, okay, yeah, so we're going to get you off this plane, grab all of your stuff, don't leave anything on the plane, and then, we'll have more information for you, but it should take, about an hour, hour and a half. Ugh. And this lady's like, but I have to catch a cruise, and just, stands up and says it to the pilot, and we're like, that's wild. What is he going to do to help you? Go talk to the lady at the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to fly a private plane for her or something.
He's like, oh, no, let me, drop everything and figure out for you exactly.
Oh, no, you have a cruise? Yeah. Oh, hold on.
Oh, my God, no one on this plane is trying to get anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Stop.
Wow.
Although I did feel bad for her because she ended up missing it. Because we were in the airport until, 5:30.
God damn it.
We just went to the lounge and had drinks and stuff.
You could have literally just
driven. I know. And I was like, maybe we should drive. And we're like, no. But we would have gotten home a little bit earlier, but we would have been fried from driving.
Yeah.
So we just sucks. Went to the lounge and had drinks and hung out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a long day. And I did not want to drink that day, but I was like, oh, what else are we going to do? Like,
I know.
We're just sitting here. I'm not going to eat these, like, free sandwiches.
Yeah.
That they give you in the lounge that are, like, too soft. They're, like, wet. I'm like, why are all these sandwiches wet?
They're just, like, they're somehow collecting all the moisture from the air.
Yeah. They're, like, little sponges of, like... lounge moisture. Oh, gross. And everyone's just at airports is just a nightmare. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially the Vegas airport.
Oh, my God. It is. Especially leaving. Like, yeah. Everyone's just waiting to go home and everyone feels like shit.
Everybody's grouchy. Everybody's tired. Everybody wants to fucking go take a shit in their own bathroom.
I don't think I pooped all that day.
Yeah. That's
or I pooped maybe once, but I needed to poop again.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just wait till I get home. And then I, like, never made it home.
Oh, no.
But we did eventually. But, like, I just felt so bad. And then those ladies ended up missing their cruise, which I did feel bad.
That sucks. That really sucks.
It does. It sucks. And then we landed, and they were like, okay, so there's no gate for us. And everyone just booed.
It wasn't like a grumble.
It was like a boo. It was like people were so mad, and Pete and I were just laughing so hard. And we sat there for 45 minutes, just like on the tarmac in Long Beach, which you get off the plane outside anyway. It's like just roll up some stairs, and we'll just walk over there. It's like nothing's happening, nothing's going on.
Oh my God!
And so we sat there for a while, and then as we were leaving, these ladies were like, yeah, so if anyone knows of an open bar or whatever, like, they're like, we're going to go have some fun because we missed our cruise. Aww. And I was like, oh, there's this place called the Bamboo Club. It's like a tiki bar. It's really fun. They're like, oh, great. Yeah, we're going there. We're going there. And then we, like, got home, and I had, like, I was on Instagram looking, and it was the Bamboo Club was closed that night for a private event. Oh. So I sent those ladies to, like, a closed bar.
Oh, my God.
So then I felt really bad.
Wow, they were having a rough
day. They had a rough day.
It's like everybody's kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
Except for them, because they were supposed to literally be in a boat. And then they weren't. And then they couldn't even go to the tiki bar.
Oh, my God.
That's rough.
I know. I felt so bad. So hopefully, like, things
they figured
turned around.
Out.
Yeah.
I hope they just, like, you know, got on another flight maybe somewhere.
To go somewhere. Went back to Vegas and, like,
I don't know.
Unless they were from there, maybe they didn't want to be there, but.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah. So that's my fucked up thing, I guess, or, like, that lady's fucked up thing.
That's pretty funny.
What's yours?
You know, I don't really know. There's so many things happening in the past week that it's like, is any of this fucked up? I don't know.
Well, we also have a joint fucked up thing. And an apology to make.
I think so, yeah.
Because for our last episode, the Disco Yeti, we did our research, and there, like, wasn't that much.
Yeah.
And then we like to promote our episodes on Wednesdays when they come out, and so sometimes we just, like, Google image things we've touched upon in the episode, and I Googled Disco Yeti, and what I found was... A Yeti Daddy. A Yeti.
How did we miss this? A Yeti.
And it is...
It's a hot fucking Yeti.
It's a hot emo Yeti.
I would fuck this Yeti.
I knew it, girl. I knew you would. I would too. I think I don't like his hair, but everything else I'm into. I mean, and I don't mean his hair on his, like, shoulders and back. And I like that. I like the fur.
Okay.
I don't like his hairstyle.
Okay, okay.
It's too, like, 2000, early 2000s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's too, like... In cahoots. Till Tuesdays.
Needs an updated hairdo.
He needs an updated hairdo, but other than that.
Hot.
Like, okay. Would you rather Disco Yeti or Pigman from Vermont?
I mean, Disco Yeti.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Pigman is too. That's a full pig face.
With a bag over his head.
No. Because he could still get the...
I kind of like that.
Yeah, bitch.
Just kidding. Oh, my God. Yeah, he was... Well, and then also what we didn't talk about is what we think his dick looked like. Where were we on that one?
We really fucked up.
Oh, my God.
We could have gone down so many more snow-covered... holes.
I what do you think it looks like?
Definitely blue.
Like an astral pop from the ice cream man.
Yeah.
I think it looks like a skewer with a bunch of marshmallows on it. Like you're gonna roast it in a campfire. And then if he does it in your bottom, then you have like s'mores.
Ew, bitch. Does it in your bottom?
I didn't know how to say that. I was like, "Fucks you in the butt."
You do anal?
That sounded so. Oh yeah, yeah. Do anal. Like that's like the scientific phrase.
You're so like cute and sweet. He does it in your bottom. Oh dear God. Oh man. Yeah. Or maybe it's like glittery gold.
Oh my God.
Like
oh.
A real disco stick.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like Goldmember from Austin Powers. Uh-huh. It's just like a large gold rod.
Yeah. Oh.
King Midas.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Or
maybe that's why we don't see Yetis anymore. They've been hunted out of extinction for their gold dicks. I don't know.
For their leprechaun dicks.
They're after me gold dick.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Any other dick estimation? Dickstimation?
Dickstimations? Well, it could be like what's made. Well, like it could be like all little mirrors, like you said, like a disco ball, which would be cool. And it would like catch the light and like make rainbows and stuff, which would be really fun.
Like that's its defense mechanism. Like if anybody gets close to it, it just whips its dick out and blinds you.
Snow blinds you because all the snow is so bright. And then you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's for sure what happens. Mm-hmm. No, or it's just like a... it could also look like an ice luge car.
Oh.
You know, a bobsled.
A bobsled. An ice luge car.
I don't know. I have no vocabulary today. I think it's this.
Yeah.
I'm not even hungover or anything, but we started drinking champagne.
No, I mean, it's festive. It's this.
Tis the season.
Tis the season, motherfucker. Oh, God. Yeah, so we deeply apologize for that lapse in the Daddy Yeti.
Yeah.
But now we're talking about it, so.
Yeah. We found it, so.
Yeah, so if you're like, what the fuck are they talking about? Just check our Instagram.
You got to see it. Nicole, he's hot.
Yeah. Nicole posted the pic of the Daddy Yeti.
I was so mad. I like texted Aaron. I'm like, how did we miss this?
Fuck.
But then we found it.
Yeah.
It's all good.
So apologies. Yeah. But today's episode.
Today's episode. I mean, we really just have one thing to get to, and that's our Sinterklaas poems.
Yeah.
It's the holiday season.
Yeah.
And we have poems to read to you.
For you.
Da, 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 da,
It's our third annual Sinterklaas episode.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's not a tradition we ever had until this podcast, and now we have it every year.
Yeah. It's really – it's nice.
Yeah.
I think maybe this is not my best work, but –
That's okay.
Yeah. It's a little – it's something.
No, it's just fun.
It's fun.
Yeah. Mine, to be honest, I tried to write you one that was to the – 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh.
Like a parody.
Okay.
It was daunting, and I gave up.
Okay, fair. Did you at least start it, and then
No.
Okay.
I was like, this is – I couldn't figure out how to say all the things I wanted to that would make it fit and still be, like, a narrative.
Sure.
Which it is, but – and also, it was way too fucking long, and I was like, this is too much work. So I abandoned that and just made a regular poem.
All right.
But this is – for those of you who haven't listened to the previous holiday episodes, it's a Dutch tradition. It's a Dutch tradition.
Yeah, listen here.
I'm losing my motor skills.
It's a Dutch tradition.
Yeah. My brain's still 100%, but my mouth is mushy.
Okay.
Yeah. I think is what is happening.
Mm.
And it's like you write a poem that roasts another person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know if they do it like White Elephant or something where you like draw a name and or like Secret Santa, you know what I mean?
Like if it's like a family or a group of friends or something.
Yeah. I don't remember if we even talked about it, I don't remember. It's been years.
It's been literal years. My poem isn't as roasty as usual. It's just like more of an ode to our friendship, I suppose.
Oh, cute. Oh, mine's roasty.
Yeah. Well, I love that.
Okay. I think you'll like it. Okay. It's very topical.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. I'm so excited.
One part made me laugh out loud.
You guys, get cozy.
Yeah.
Get yourself a hot toddy, a hot chocolate, a glass of champagne.
Oh, my gosh.
A joint, whatever you want. Get your snuggly sweats on.
Yep.
Get your bathrobe or your blanket and get on the couch and get cozy.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Here's my poem for Aaron for Sinterklaas.
Okay. I'm so excited.
I want a knife so I could go ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Okay. 2019 is coming to an end, which means it is time to roast my dearest, dudest friend. This year brought you changes, most of them big. You moved to California and got horny for a man pig. And as you've already discovered, Long Beach is the shit. Unless you buy a house that's an enormous money pit.
Yeah.
Despite all the trouble, there's been more light than dark. Even when the power's out, your outlets give off a spark. On the plus side of things, you have your own pool in your kitchen when it rains, which is really super cool. Winter weather here is mild. You won't need a hat or scarf. And Jack can play outside where he's less likely to eat cat barf. This town is full of places where you'll make new memories. Have you been to any parks or beaches or just dispensaries?
I surely have.
I thought you enjoyed the tiki bar, but maybe you were bluffing it. Because the next day you pissed yourself and DJ caught you Donald Ducking it. Despite the piss, you're doing it all. You've got it figured out. It's all about the balance. Hot man bod and pig snout. So raise a glass and fingers crossed your whole house doesn't flood. 2020 will be your year. Happy Honda days, you chud!
Chud! Oh my god, that good? Was beautiful.
Okay, good.
Oh my god, I love it.
All right.
So good.
Okay. I want to hear mine now.
Okay, here we go.
Or candy.
All right, okay. All righty. Minutes. How do you measure a year? With buttholes and berries and cabbage patch dolls. We've researched the worst stuff, including Mr. Belvedere's balls. Jokes aside.
Oh my god, you're not doing a full?
No, god no.
Oh my god.
I see it. I got stuck. I was like, all right, stop.
That was good.
Jokes aside, there's nothing I'd rather do than spend my time cry laughing with you. I'm so happy to be back on the West Coast where I can smoke a joint while I eat avocado toast. We can have a glass of champs outside in December while we laugh about memories we hardly remember. Best bud since eighth grade, a friendship well into its second decade. Many things have changed over time, mainly our digestive tracts, but mostly we've aged like fine wine. We've sagged, grayed, and wrinkled, and when I laugh or sneeze too hard, I'll let out some tinkle. But the important things remain intact, our deep friendship and your infectious laugh.
Ew.
Though our backs may stoop, and our tits will droop, we'll never stop shitting on goop or laughing about poop. Get you a bestie with whom you can be crude, and you'll never be lonely, my dude. Merry Festivus and happy everything, y'all. Drink up, eat up, and have a ball.
Yay! Yay!
Cheers.
Cheers. You rhymed droop, goop, stoop, and poop.
Yep. I got bars, bitch.
Oh my god, so good.
Yeah, I'm sorry I teased you with a full Rent Seasons of Love beginning and didn't follow through. I'm really sorry.
Oh my God. I'm just, well, one, you hate musicals. So that was like very out of left field, which is surprising.
I know. Surprise and delight. Yeah.
And then also, you like sang the whole first part.
I know.
It was great.
I know. It's what I was going for, the surprise and delight, but then I also wanted to pull it back.
Yeah.
To disappoint. Surprise, delight, disappoint.
That's our, maybe that's our MO in 2020. Yeah.
You know what? Just manage your expectations.
Yeah. You're going to be delighted and then you're going to be disappointed.
You're like,
ugh. It's called the delight-a-point.
Yeah.
And that's what we do here. Maybe we should start disalighting. We disappoint first and then we delight.
Oh.
Leave things on a high note.
Yeah. It's disappoint, surprise, then delight. Because you're like, surprised that you're delighted.
Yeah.
You get like a weird boner.
I thought I was disappointed, but I'm delighted. Yeah, I have a weird boner.
I don't know how to feel.
Surprise, I have a weird boner.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Oh my God.
Well, I think that's it for Center Claus
poems. Yeah.
But I do have one thing that I just wanted to talk about.
Ooh, okay.
It's very important to me. Uh-huh. Really just after 2019 has been a weird year, sure. I think.
Yeah.
And I think that can all kind of be condensed into the movie Cats, just the weirdness, and sometimes too weirdly sexy also. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. 2019, just a weird year.
The year of cats.
I'm really looking forward to 2020. That being said, this the fact that Cats has come out as a movie and it received such terrible reviews.
It's just seething.
It really has made my year. So.
Oh my God, are you going to read some of the reviews?
These are some of the really most scathing.
Oh my God, the best of the worst?
The best of the worst.
Oh my, that should be, that's our motto.
The best of the worst.
That's a tagline, maybe.
That is a tagline, yeah. Okay. These are some of the funniest, I think. There's a thin line between idiocy and genius, and Cats pukes a hairball on it and rubs its ass all over it. Millions of dollars and thousands of hours have been sunk into making the Cats and Cats look like hyper-trichotic mutants from the uncanny valley of Dr. Moreau. Then there's another that was so good. It's hard to, quote, ruin Weber's already strange musical, but Tom Hooper's wrong-headed attempt certainly tries. Let's see. Too long to make an enjoyable acid trip. To assess Cats as good or bad feels like the entirely wrong axis on which to see it. It is, with all affection, a monstrosity. I found it all exhausting. And then I think the last one, maybe. A doctoral thesis could be written on how this misfire sputtered into existence, though there's nothing new about the movie's energetic embrace of bad taste.
Ooh, that's a burn.
Yikes. Talk about a catastrophe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I
at this point, like, I don't want to see it, but I do kind of want to see some of it. Like, if somebody bootlegs, like, videos of, you know, in the theater, which is fucked up, like, pirated video, like, you know, where you're filming it in the movie
theater. But you don't want to give that movie money.
I don't want to give it money. I don't.
It should learn its lesson. And also, Pete looked. There isn't one yet, but we're keeping an eye out.
Okay.
We're really going to try and find it.
Yeah, so that we can have, like, a viewing party all together. Mm-hmm.
Because maybe we can just put it on, like, upload it to Facebook or something. And, yeah. like, before it gets shut down, we yeah. can watch as much of it as we can.
I just, you know, it makes me so sad that money
went to
lots of money went to this movie. Like, when lots of money could go to so many other things that are worthy, more worthy of having money.
I'm more upset at, like, the people who participated in this yeah. thinking it was a good idea, like Idris Elba. It's like, you are a, like, an actor, you know? Yeah. Like, you are...
Dom Judi Dench. Oh, one of my favorite... Oh, I gotta find that one real quick. That
oh,
one
my
is,
God.
Like, the setting is London. It does look post-nuclear. There aren't any people, so maybe there were bomb blasts or maybe a bio disaster causing cat-human mutants with digital fur. Oh, and there's another one. Congratulations to dogs.
It looks so bad. I don't think I'd like that musical already. So it's like...
Well, I think Andrew Lloyd Webber is just like an acquired taste, I think, already. Oh.
What other ones has he done?
Like Phantom.
Oh, ugh. Yeah. Yeah, I hate them all. Yeah. Okay.
And anything that's just over the top. And like... I was reading this Twitter thread. Somebody was like, if you guys think Cats is bad, wait until you see Starlight Express, which is like kind of the same premise where trains are alive.
Stop.
Yeah. And they're trying to like have a contest, like a race contest where they fuck or they're what? Or whoever wins, they get to fuck some hot train. I don't know.
What?
Yeah. It's like if Thomas the Tank Engine came alive and was trying to fuck another.
Oh my! It's like yeah. Thomas the Tank Engine meets Boogie Nights or something.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so in the musical though they have
meets
like
Grease.
Yeah, meets Grease. Exactly. Exactly. And they have like a race in yeah. in the like on stage, like Broadway actors are Run. Racing. They're on roller skates.
Oh. Well, that part's fun. But as except, trains.
Except they're dressed as trains and they really do race each other on stage, and there were so many injuries.
Oh my God.
In the, like, when they were doing this, when this Broadway musical was happening in its heyday, God. It was like more people got injured on this musical than any other musical. Because they were just like.
Yeah, because they're like probably like overworked and tired, and they're on a tiny stage and they're on roller skates.
Yeah. Insane.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, I can't find the one review that I was looking for, but it was basically like somebody saying that Dom Judi Dench looked like she was going to a drag ball dressed as Elizabeth the First. She was the Cowardly Lion
meets.
She was the Cowardly Lion going to a drag ball dressed as Elizabeth the First.
I like that you keep saying Dom Judi Dench.
Dom Judi Dench.
Instead of Dame.
Dom Judi
Dench. I keep thinking you're going to say Dom. Wasn't there a comedian? Dom something?
Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, Dom DeLuise.
Dame Judi Dench.
Dame Judi Dench.
I always, yeah. I don't know why I pronounce it like that.
Dom Judi Dench.
Sir Dom.
Dom Judi Dench.
Dom Dencher. Anyway, it's just really put a nice little cherry on top of the year.
Oh my God.
You know?
Cats.
Fucking cats.
What a
monstrosity.
What a monstrosity. And then people are out in these streets watching Star Wars and saying it's bad. It's not. It's great. Dude. It's so fun and it's so good. It's such a fun movie and people are being rude to
it. I feel like people just don't know what anything is anymore.
I know.
Everybody's confused.
Or everyone just thinks like I have an interesting opinion. It's like you don't.
No. I mean, we do.
We
but
do. Oh my God.
No, we definitely don't.
We have an opinion.
An opinion. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like everybody's just very confused in 2019. Maybe in 2020 we'll all get some clarity. We'll all get some much needed perspective.
Yeah.
Maybe a meteor will come and help us.
Take us out?
All get that perspective and then we'll all be taken out. Yeah.
Great.
That's.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
No, I think 2020 will be great.
It's going to be great.
It feels like people keep saying, oh, 2020 is going to be my year. And I hope that's true for everyone.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Mercury has been in retrograde for all of 2019.
Yeah. So I don't.
You don't know.
I don't know what that would mean. But
yeah, fair. But you know what? It is what it is.
Uh-huh.
let's crush it. Let's do it. Let's go. 2020.
2020. Let's talk about all the dicks we want. All the cryptid dicks we want.
Yeah.
And if we want to talk about Jason Derulo's also and his dick.
Yeah.
Anyone's.
Anyone's.
Any things. If it's a Yeti, I'm talking about his dick.
Yeah. All right. 2020.
The year of dick.
The year of dicks. Well, that's all I got.
Yeah, we don't have much this week.
Yeah, we just...
It's a holiday.
It's a holiday. We hope that you are enjoying yourself wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
Whatever you're celebrating, hopefully you have some time off.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're eating treats. Treat yourself.
Yeah, I hope you're able to relax. I hope you're able to enjoy whatever it is you want to enjoy.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
We need more champagne.
You know what, y'all? Be excellent to yourselves.
And each other.
And happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Happy Honda Days.
Happy Honda Days.